from the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX. This is something new. Al Letson reveals. All right, so we're trying something a little different here. In addition to our regular show, every now and then, we're going to bring you a special podcast where I do a one-on-one interview with someone I find interesting, and hopefully you will too. Sometimes the interview will be related to an upcoming show, sometimes it won't. This week, it definitely is. So Reveal is going to be talking about Donald Trump's wall, and there's a lot of people for and against it. And one of those people who is adamantly against it is former Mexican President Vicente Fox.
We are not paying for that fucking wall.
Clearly, he doesn't like the idea of building a wall, and definitely doesn't like the idea of Mexico paying for it. I got him on the phone recently, and we talked about it. So, Presidente Fox, you've been pretty vocal about Donald Trump and his wall.
I have to be. He's absolutely crazy on his proposals. Number one, to the American people, to commit them to pay $25 billion to build a wall that serves no purpose, that will not work, and that it's crazy when things can be done on a different manner. So that's to the American people. To us in Mexico, we're absolutely and totally against any intent of him in trying to make Mexico pay for that. Our president, Enrique Peña, has been very strong on saying no way we would pay for that wall. Mexican Congress has stated, and now it's legal, we will not pay for that wall. We are not paying for that fucking wall.
Let's back up just a little bit. So you said that the wall wouldn't work and there are other ways to handle the problem. And I guess what Donald Trump would say is what he's trying to do is secure the border and make sure that, you know, bad people don't come in.
It's stupid, that idea. The wall has been there for a long time. And human beings don't move and don't are never stopped by a wall. This is an economic problem. It's supply and demand. When you can make $10 instead of $1 in your side of the border, in the Mexican side, the incentive is too strong. What we need to do is to develop opportunities in Mexico, to keep investment flowing into Mexico. Mexico is doing its own effort right here in my part of Mexico, which is the Bajío region, that accounts for about 40% of Mexican population. We're full employment, absolutely full employment, and salaries going up. This is why the trend on migration to the States has reversed now in the case of Mexico. There is more people coming back than people going in, because now we have the opportunities here in Mexico. And this is what we have built together through NAFTA. And through NAFTA, which has been, yes, very convenient and positive to Mexico, but the same thing has been for United States. When we work together on this trilateral agreement that we have, we're creating NAFTA corporations that by working in Mexico and United States and Canada become very competitive. And this is why when 5 years ago General Motors, Chrysler, Ford Motor Company went broke and taxpayers in United States, American citizens had to pay for that, which was billions of dollars, the only way they saved their neck and they came out of bankruptcy was by working together as NAFTA corporations. And if this crazy guy, Trump, forces them to enclose themselves in four walls within the United States, and if he forces them to produce in United States, he will take them back to bankruptcy. There is no way that these corporations can work efficiently, can be competitive by just manufacturing United States. That's impossible. That's where Trump shows his absolute ignorance of how the economy works, how trade works.
You had a really good working relationship with George W. Bush.
Oh, absolutely, yes. And let me tell you, we both administrations, we prepare together with Senator McCain and Senator Kennedy, a immigration holistic approach bill that is sitting in U.S. Congress since 8 years ago. It's incredible.
Right. Okay. But all while this is going on, President Bush was still building walls on the border. Like, President Bush was doing exactly what Donald Trump is saying he wants to do.
No, it's not the same thing. The leader cannot hide away. The leader cannot go behind the wall. Somebody else will take that space, and certainly it's going to be China. China is already pushing towards the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Trade Agreement. China is already working with Mexico, working with other economies to increase our trade. Where is the United States going to go?
I want you to give me a clear understanding of why Donald Trump's wall is different from the walls that your friend George W. Bush created.
Let me put it very easy to you. Let him build the wall. Nobody opposes for him to build a wall within U.S. territory. What is stupid, what is terrible is that he says that Mexico is going to pay for it. Fuck it. We'll never pay for that wall. And we don't have to, and he cannot force us to pay. So build the wall. I don't mind. If Bush did it, let him do it. But be aware, who is going to pay for those $25 billion U.S. dollars to build the wall? U.S. citizens, U.S. taxpayers. And better he get an approval from Congress to waste $25 billion. How many universities can you build with $25 billion? How many hospitals? How many infrastructure? How many good programs can be done with $25 billion U.S. dollars? What the problem is here is that he is cheating American people. The only thing I want to make sure is that those Americans that are paying for it are very aware that they're wasting $25 billion U.S. dollars. Please, Trump, go to Congress. Go to Congress and check the archives. You will find there this bill created by administration, Bush administration, Fox administration, Kennedy and McCain. That's the answer to the migration issue, not building walls. That's stupid, and I will repeat it once and again, and we're not paying for that fucking wall.
And how much it'll cost, we don't really know. I mean, you mentioned $25 billion. We've heard $8 to $21 billion. But let me ask you a different question. You know, national sovereignty, I mean, a nation has a right to defend its borders, correct?
Yes, do it. Who's bothering you with that? Nobody. Do it. Defend your borders. We want orderly borders. We also want to reduce crime. But what is wrong, and it's against human rights, to go after everybody that looks brown in the United States, and the police comes, takes them, and throws them out without even finding out who they are. We are not criminals. We are not gangsters. We are working people just like anybody else. Why did he go with Mexico? Let me tell you another fact. If he taxes automobiles coming from Mexico to United States, we will tax corn coming from United States to Mexico. We will tax milk and cheese products. We will tax 40% of the auto parts that United States sells into Mexico. It's stupid. It's a lose-lose proposal. We will all lose. Nobody wants that. What is he going to do? Go to war with everybody?
So I think some people that agree with Trump would say that part of the problem is that Mexico hasn't been able to secure its southern border. What would you say to that?
We manage our borders on a different matter. We have compassive heart. We're compassive leaders. We don't use the stick and punish everybody on the border. It's he only thinks about money, his family, and if he cannot think about his neighbor, if he thinks Mexico is not worth to be his partner and his neighbor, we forget about him. One day we will see Chinese telecommunication towers in Mexican territory facing the U.S. territory, and then he will be scared. He will say, what's Mexico doing? Why are they moving to the to deal with Asia.
So what you're saying basically is that if the United States pulls out of Mexico, it leaves a void, and in that void, China will come in and fill it.
Absolutely, yes, and we're already working on that. China will be there, Japan is going to be there, Mexico is going to be there, Colombia is going to be there, Peru is going to be there. And what is United States going to be? What is going to happen to U.S. corporations in those markets? We will not buy, of course, American cars. We will not buy American computers altogether. We will trade among ourselves. Please, American people, wake up. This guy is a false prophet. He's going to take you to the desert, to defeat, to lose all the leadership that that great nation has had. And by the way, let me tell you, half of me is American. My grandfather was born in Cincinnati, Ohio. My grandfather came as a migrant to Mexico looking for his American dream. So I respect America. I love America. I'm part of America. But this guy is not an American. He's a crazy, white, blonde guy.
In America, when we think about the drug war, we think about trying to keep drugs off the streets in America.
You're trying very badly. Because drugs is everywhere in America, everywhere.
In your part of Mexico, though, that drug war is actually, you know, the police force is actually fighting against these cartels.
No. What we see in this case, the drug, is that United States has to stop consuming drugs, which is the largest consumer drug nation in the world. Number two, it has to stop criminalizing and start legalizing drug consumption. If you keep consuming, you are the problem on this drug war. And here we are in Mexico paying blood and death for this stupid war on drugs.
But a lot of the cartels are Mexican-based, are they not?
Oh, yes. We're suffering from that.
So what is the drug policy in Mexico?
It's not forbidden to consume drugs in Mexico. The day will come when the Mexican president should tell Trump and U.S. government, if you don't want drugs, stop them in the border. Why don't you stop them once they cross the border? Why should Mexico do the dirty work? Why should Mexico pay blood and death to prevent drugs from getting into U.S. territory? I ask you and ask American people, what happens once those drugs cross the border? What is the CIA? What is the DEA? What is the FBI? What is the U.S. Army? What are they doing to refrain drugs from being sold in every corner of every U.S. city?
I want to pull it back to trade a little bit. So if Trump does pull out of NAFTA, what recourse does Mexico have?
Deal with China, deal with Europe, deal with Japan, deal with South America, use the market. Remember, United States is not the center of the world. So we will manage. The only thing is, imagine the leader, the guy who created the WTO, the World Trade Organization, the leader that taught us, the rest of nations, to open our markets, the leader that worked hard to go to globalization because of the interest and the benefit of U.S. corporations. And now the leader withdraws. The leader goes back and encloses behind four walls. It's the most stupid thing that we have seen happening around the world. So please, American citizens, wake up. Get rid of this guy one way or another.
I know you don't like Trump, but I would say that you have something in common. You both like to talk on Twitter.
No, I did not. I started with him because I think that somebody.
No, but but you're pretty active on Twitter now. Like
somebody has to stand in front of him and make him see his mistakes. He's not transparent. He's not honest. He's not ethical. He's just a false prophet.
I want to move off Trump and just talk a little bit about the people who get caught in these policies. What can you tell us about the people who are coming from Mexico to the U.S.?
Who are these people? It's both. One is people that is looking for an opportunity to survive, to have a job, to get income. Because once you cross the border, once you learn to swim or jump walls, you move from $1 income to $10 income. That's a very strong incentive. I guess you would take that incentive if by coming to Mexico, like my grandfather, you would make 10 instead of 1, you would do it. And that's why people do it. It's in human nature. Those are one. The other one is sophisticated. People with education, we're nice, good, hard-working people, and every U.S. citizen that is listening to this knows that, except this xenophobic, discriminator, middle blonde class in the States. Jesus Christ, save us from this guy.
Are you scared of what's going to happen next?
Oh, absolutely not. We're not scared. We Mexicans are chiquitos, pero picosos, small but spicy, like jalapenos. So we're not afraid of that. We have managed when we had war with the United States, when Pancho Villa crossed the border, it was also to remember the Alamo. So we know how to manage and behave ourselves in the good times or in the bad times. Back in 1936, President Cárdenas, president of Mexico, nationalized the oil industry. All those corporations that were milking Mexico's resources, the British and the Americans, and they were nationalized. No compensation for them. Watch out, because if you make us mad, who knows? We might nationalize plants like the one GM has, or the ones Ford has here in Mexico.
You said remember the Alamo earlier. Like
that's what we lost. That's what we lost. But there are some that we won, like when Pancho Villa crossed the border there in Juarez to El Paso. Okay? But nobody wants those kinds back again. We need to build a better future for all of us. Okay?
President Vicente Fox, thank you so much, sir.
Bueno, gracias. Adios.
Gracias.
Adios.
That was former President of Mexico, Mr. Vicente Fox. You're listening to Al Letson Reveals, and next week I talk to the Deputy Assistant to the President of the United States, Mr. Sebastian Gorka. Sebastian and I had a wide-ranging conversation about the state of America. Now, he's been in the news and on a lot of different shows, but we got an interview with him that was unlike anything I've heard. So you have to check it out next week. Our sound design team is the Wonder Twins. My man, Jay Breezy, Mr. Jim Briggs, and Claire C. Note Mullen. This week, we had help from Catherine Raimondo. Today's show was produced by Emily Harris and edited by Kevin Sullivan. I'm Al Letson, and remember, there is always more to the story.